Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Revelation. Now to Pastor Chris.
Revelation 5 today, and the world needs a hero. There's something wrong with this world. Don't get me wrong, it's beautiful, it's amazing. And I think that's why it's so hard to see it so messed up. I get little glimpses that show how good it can be. Then a dose of reality knocks me down again. War, poverty, human trafficking, corruption, addiction, scandal. So much hatred, so much evil. The world needs a hero. Back in Revelation, we left off with a glimpse of heaven. The church raptured up to be with the Lord, with 24 elders and 4 living creatures, all encircled around the throne of God, and all in worship. It's beautiful. But then something happens. Chapter 5, verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals. This scroll is the focus of chapter 5. So what is it? There's a few guesses, but one makes the most sense to me. The scroll is peculiar. Most papyrus scrolls are written on one side, smooth side, and sealed with 1 seal. In Jewish culture, a scroll written on both sides and sealed with 7 seals like this one could be a title deed, as in a deed to own property. At first, a title deed would be written on just one side with 1 seal. But if the owner went into default on a debt, he would give up the deed, and on the back was written the price required to redeem the property. Actually, it's a little like Monopoly, when you mortgage a property and the mortgage price is written on the back. Anyway, the scroll is then sealed with 7 seals, which cannot be broken until the debt is paid in full. I believe this scroll is the title deed to the earth. That's what this whole story is about, right? The redemption of the world. God gave the world into the care of Adam. When Adam defaulted on the agreement, the earth was given to the rule of Satan. Now Satan is called the prince of this world. Remember, when Satan tempted Jesus by offering to give him all the kingdoms of this world, that's because Satan has all the kingdoms, and he knew that Jesus' heart's desire was to get them back. So Satan offered them to Jesus the easy way, just worship Satan. But Jesus didn't take the easy way. He chose the right way. And that is what Revelation is all about, the redemption of the world the right way. So, back in our story, Father God has the scroll all sealed up. Verse 2, "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?'" Breaking the seals would mean redeeming the earth, like rescuing a house from foreclosure. But the price was high, and only someone worthy could do it. If you remember the story of Ruth and the kinsman redeemer, Ruth's story is a picture of this. Verse 3, "But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside." John's weeping here is serious. It's sobbing. Why? I think he was hit with a harsh reality. If no one opens that scroll, the world is lost. It is stuck in war, poverty, oppression, hatred, anger, sin. John was too familiar. Lord knows how many brothers and sisters he lost to Roman cruelty, to sword, crucifixion, to lions for sport. It's a messed up world, and if no one can fix it, John weeps. Verse 5, "Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its 7 seals.'" So there is hope. Judah was the line of Israel's kings, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus. Jesus has triumphed. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Jesus is able to redeem. John looks, but he doesn't see a lion. Verse 6, "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the 4 living creatures and the elders." A slain lamb. The image is one of the most striking and most important in the entire Bible. It was a lamb that would take Isaac's place in the sacrifice. It was a lamb that saved the families of Israel from death in the Passover. Isaiah 53 paints a vivid picture of a Savior led like a lamb to the slaughter, pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. The slain lamb is Jesus. John describes the lamb with seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Again, don't paint this. It looks weird. But understand, the number seven is the Bible's number for complete or perfect, and horns represent power. Seven horns is all powerful. Seven eyes is all seeing. And seven spirits sent into all the earth is all present. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. This lamb bears the very attributes of God. Verse 7, he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. Now pay attention to that incense. It will come back again. The incense in heaven is the prayers of God's people. And they all have harps. Sadly, this is where we get that goofy picture of sitting on clouds in heaven with harps. Pretty boring. Actually, the instrument is a zithern, more like a guitar. And based on what happens next, these strings are tuned to rock the heavens. What happens would blow away the best concert you've ever heard. The redeemed have seen the Lamb. The church sees its Savior. To see the one who saved your life and to see the price that he paid, what happens is gratitude. What happens is a victory cry. What happens is praise. From the redeemed, from a myriad of angels, from all creation. The scene that finishes the chapter is so breathtaking that it just doesn't seem right to interrupt it or color it with commentary. So I will close with it, beginning at verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.